time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Anybody here?
Gossip.
Celebrity.
Gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip.
It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
So, some good gossip today. Also, some bad gossip today. Gisele Bündchen was pulled over by a cop in Miami on Wednesday. She didn't get a ticket, but she broke down crying because she was being stalked by the paparazzi.
What do you need? Why are you crying?
Oh, I'm so tired. Everywhere I go, I have these guys up to me. Nothing protects me.
I can't prevent them from doing their job, which is to take pictures.
That just breaks my heart because she's literally saying to him, I can't get away from them. Nothing protects me. That's insane. They got to do something about the paparazzi because, I mean, my gosh, they killed Princess Diana. What more? Do they have to kill them all? Jennifer Aniston is producing a remake of the Dolly Parton classic 9 to 5. No word on whether she'll star since it's in the early stages. A new 4-part documentary, Thank You, Good Night, The Bon Jovi Story, began streaming today on Hulu. In the first episode, John Bon Jovi says he tells this story about how every record company turned him away. So he took it upon himself to get his first song, Runaway, on the radio by reaching out to the DJs.
There was a new radio station in New York City.
WAPP.
WAPP. And fortunately for me, a young guy by the name of John Lastman and a guy named Chip Hobart, who was the DJ on the air, played him Runaway and he said...
Yeah, so the guy said it was a hit. Richie Sambora, though, doesn't like the way he was portrayed in this docuseries. A 3-part docuseries on Lollapalooza hits Paramount Plus on May 21st.
In the early 90s, Terry Farrell awoke from a dream and said, Lollapalooza, and the rest is history.
Yeah, it's not exactly the best history either. The University of Tennessee is offering, no, not a history course, but a course on Taylor Swift in the fall. It will give students a better understanding of Taylor's impact on celebrity and career strategies. By the way, the London pub, the Black Dog, has been at max capacity since Taylor put a song out about it on her new album. Flava Flav heard that the country singer Jelly Roll no longer uses the internet because people were bullying him about his weight, and Flava Flav came to his defense.
How dare y'all try to judge my man about his weight and his character? This man's music has been giving a lot of people hope. Jelly Roll is one of the nicest men on the planet. All of y'all that's trying to judge my boy Jelly Roll, I think y'all need to take a step back and judge yourselves.
Oh my gosh, you can't help but love Flava Flav. Harvey Weinstein, speaking of people we don't love, his you-know-what conviction in New York was overturned, but he's still behind bars because of his L.A. conviction, and the DA there thinks their case is solid. King Charles' cancer battle is reportedly not going well, and the palace is updating his funeral plans, whatever that means. Eminem is dropping a new album this summer called The Death of Slim Shady, Coup de Grace.
The same rude lyrics and controversial antics may have ultimately led to his demise.
So who killed Slim Shady?
Join me as we recreate the events that led to the murder of Slim Shady.
That's part of the trailer that played last night during the NFL draft, because, you know, it's Detroit. Russell Crowe is playing an actor playing an exorcist in the horror movie The Exorcism, and things go wrong on the set, obviously. That's a little interesting little twist. Speaking of twists, I got a Kardashian alert. Oh, guess who's back at the White House? Yep, Kim Kardashian fighting for criminal justice reform. It's sometimes hard to take her seriously. I said sometimes. That's funny. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance Morning Go and B104.3. You're welcome.